This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, so this week's Thursday Therapy, we've got Annie Sarnblad on. She is a human lie detector. So she is an expert in reading facial expressions as well as esteemed strategic advisor. Oh, I'm so excited.
I am so nervous.
Do you believe in lie detectors?
Yep.
Do you?
Nope. Oh. Actually, can I change my answer? Because I think I remember a story.
No.
No.
No. Listen, I've known... Why are you pointing at me? I've known two people that passed a lie detector test. Personally know them. That both lied. So I just don't know if I trust...
How personal?
Pretty personal. But I will say this...
Kat is the most buttoned up, non-commenting person today. It's cracking me up. I wish we had just a view of just her face for this entire time.
Let me just say this. Yes, Catherine's got my grunty little son over there.
He's like
in her arms. I think I would trust the facial expressions over the other ones. So that's why I'm really interested to talk to her.
Good point.
Because it's actually easy to, how do I say this? You can pass a lie detector test by the breathing. So if they ask you your name,
it's all your breathing.
So it's like if you go, if you know, yeah, like, is your name Kristen?
Yes.
Right.
I'm going to be already horrible
terrible today. Okay, but like if we were to ask, it's you have to control your breathing.
Gotcha.
For all the answers.
Little Jana pants on
teaching
fire.
Teaching people
how to pass a lie detector test.
And this is why they're not admissible in court.
But I think with facials, I would want to know, that's why I'm so excited to talk to her. Cause I'm like, I would believe that over anything else. Because there's got to be a look or something when someone
there's
lies.
There's got to be something.
And
yeah,
there's
I can see
something
that.
Like a look to the left or something.
Well, let's get her on and we'll ask
You're
her.
You're the actress,
it.
So this is going to be a real test, a testimony to your craft.
And
Kramer.
We all got two truths and a lie. And we're going to see if she can decode it. And one of mine is a speculation that you guys might not know.
Okay.
What?
There might be something you don't know, Kat.
Kat considers
herself
an
expert. That you might find out today. So we'll see. Da, 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 da.
Hi, Annie.
Hi, nice to see you all.
Nice to see you. What is your last name? I know your last name, yeah. but what is the origin?
It's Sarnblad in English.
Okay, I totally did say that wrong then. Yeah, Sarnblad. Okay, and then what is that?
If you want to say it in Swedish, it's Sarnblad.
Swedish. Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's Swedish, yeah.
I love that. Did you grow up there or did you grow up here?
It's my ex-husband's name, but my maiden name is actually Norwegian, Solberg.
Okay.
And so it's Solberg. So everybody, when I moved to Sweden as a 16-year-old exchange student, that was my version of running away from home. Everybody thought I was Swedish. So it helped learn the language quickly because people would just talk to me in Swedish.
Right. And they see your ex-husband because you saw a facial expression that you didn't like?
No. Unfortunately, I just made bad choices.
Well, we've all been there.
He's a nice person. It wasn't a good fit. And I had a lot of trauma in my childhood. So I chose something that felt very safe and predictable. And then
I don't know if anybody has wrapped up my life in a sentence quite as fast as you just did, but so jinx, Annie. Yeah.
Jinx, buy me a Coke.
That's right.
But I will say this, though. I love that you went straight to, he's a good person. You had your stuff. Like, I love that aspect of it. You're not trying to he's...
Because I've dated other people that aren't good people, but I know the difference.
Also jinx. Hey, Annie, do you just want to come sit down with us? Because
I feel like I could snuggle right there in the middle of the sofa.
We would love snuggle that. You. We're snuggly.
Okay, so who is this?
Right now, he's 3.5 weeks old. So this is my son, Jace. I always call him Jace, Roman. I either call him the dog or...
Welcome to having three children. I'm like, whichever kid you
Jace,
are.
Jace, Leo, Roman.
Yep, I've got 3 too, and I had mine in just over 3.5 years, so I still get them confused.
So that's a thing?
That's a thing.
All day, every day.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I do it probably every day.
Because I started to think, I'm like, maybe I should change his name because
you'll
be fine. You're just in like sleep deprivation and hormones and all the things.
Sure.
You know what's weird is I have all L's. I have 3 kids. They're all L's, and I don't confuse them, but I confuse the boy, like my husband and my son's name.
I was just about to say that. I do that all the time. Legend. Nick and Caden are the same person. Yeah.
Well, sometimes I get it mixed up with the dog too. Like that's not popular. Yeah.
Sometimes the behaviors are somewhat similar, and it's warranted if I'm honest between the 5-year-old. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a question. We started briefly chatted about this. Do you believe that lie detectors, the ones that go on your chest, are those 100% accurate?
I actually have no idea. It's a great question. But those are dealing with like heart rate and I don't even really know how to answer that. It's not something that's particularly interesting to me because the machinery detects changes in breathing and heart rate and all these like physiological reactions. And so a really good spy can create an alternative reality. Just like, I mean, you know about this, you're an actress. So like when you're in that scene, you're living it, right? If you're doing it well, you're there emotionally.
Yeah.
And you're in it. And so a really good spy creates 2 parallel lines of thought. And can put themselves into like the emotional, the like fantasy life. So like, did you murder her? And like in Vegas, and the like, if you can convince yourself that I was on a beach in Acapulco, then you were on a beach in Acapulco, and you could, in theory, trump the machine.
Right. Because okay, that makes
the microexpressions that actually precede the thought process.
What's that? Like, what's the first micro expression that you would go, that person is lying?
So I'm looking for the disconnect. So the facial expression and the words don't match. So somebody, I mean, it's as simple as somebody saying, I did not do that while they're nodding. Like that's our body leaking. And that's the nod isn't really a micro expression. And that's, and the nod is also not universal. It depends. That's Western society. But if I say, I'm so happy to be on your podcast, and I'm showing a growl, I'm showing the no face, the facial expression of disgust, there's something off there. I'm not actually feeling what I'm saying that I'm feeling.
Okay.
I am so nervous right now. And I think I am the world's worst liar. Like I have sweaty hands. I feel like I am being busted right now and there's literally nothing. I have done nothing.
But do you know what's so funny is I really wish she would say, and that's usually the people that lie. The ones that say that. Like, I would never do that. I would.
I'm just, right? I'm a chronic oversharer. Like, I'm a chronic oversharer. So, like, yeah. I can't even tell you that I had something that I didn't have for lunch.
No, and I'm Annie, talk to us about that. Everybody wants to say to me, they're like, oh, you must be awesome in poker. And I'm like, no, the reason that I'm obsessed with this has to do with a childhood that had a fair amount of trauma in it. And the people that were supposed to be trustworthy that lied to me all the time. And my obsession with figuring out who I could rely on and who was safe and who was trustworthy. And so I'm a terrible liar. I really don't like lying, and I don't like it when people lie to me. I mean, the obsession comes from a need to figure out who is. It's less. My best friend always says, "You're not a lie detector; you're a truth detector. Like, you don't really care who lies to you. You want to figure out who tells you the truth."
So, has this been since childhood that you've had this like passion? And then, does it go into like learning the traits professionally? All of the things.
Yeah. So the childhood piece is my why. You know, why I got into it and why it was such an obsession with me. And then the fact that I was gaslighted so much about what I saw and what I lived through, you know, that didn't happen. A week later, that was no longer true. Mm. And I was told to, you know, family loyalty was very, very, you know, was a big focus. And so I really ran away and got away as early as I could. I was 14 years old when I started planning. You know, I figured out that you could be an exchange student, that you could basically go and live with another family. And so that became my obsession and how I got out. And I was gone. I mean, I came back for vacations and that kind of thing, but it was almost 25 years that I was outside of the US, and I've lived in 9 different countries. So I spent, much of my time learning languages. I have a master's in anthropology. And I spent like this focus. I was obsessed with learning languages through immersion. So, and I wasn't that great at learning languages. So I literally have spent years of my life not understanding what people are saying. And then I got certified in what's called facial action coding and learned to numerically code the different muscle combinations in human expression. But I'm not that good at that advanced mathematical coding. So I simplified the entire field to be able to teach my kids.
Well, it's so interesting. So I grew up in a similar situation and was basically taught to lie my whole childhood. And then
told to lie.
Like, hey, yeah. tell your grandparents this.
Oh.
Tell so-and-so this. Right. So then I would have a natural, as I got older, a natural inkling, the smallest thing to just lie. And then I got to a point where I'm like, hated.
That is not Kat, by the way, for those listening.
But I hated lying. So it's still I get very hurt very easily if I know someone's lying. Okay. I mean, it is a huge.
I take it so personal too. And yeah. I'm going through a phase with my son right now. He's 5 and he is the sweetest liar. And it's like offending. I can tell, like, I don't want to be mean about it, but I can feel it hit somewhere in my body where I'm like, you could be a million things in life, but don't ever be a liar to me.
Well, I mean, we carry our own trauma. And isn't that so interesting with children that they hold this mirror up to us where we not only have to figure out what we want to do differently. I mean, you know, even when you grow up in an ideal situation at home, you want to figure out like, what do I want to do differently? And what do I want to do the same as my parents? And they really reflect back. But for me, one of the hardest things is figuring out how to kind of meet it in the middle and not just respond from my trauma all the time, but grow through it and heal and say that, like, okay, a 5-year-old lying is pretty normal and you can, right? And you don't want to shame them, but you also want to talk about how that makes you feel without bringing all the drama. I mean, I remember my oldest looking at me at one point and saying, not everything has to be a life lesson, Mom.
That's kind of how I feel though. Like, I feel like I'm doing that. Like, I'm like, if it starts now, then he's going to spiral and he's going to, you know, and I'm like, really, yeah. He's just five and he's just got a big imagination.
Little. Yeah. But you should still tell him what you're feeling and, you know, but in age appropriate words, but.
Or maybe we just FaceTime Miss Annie and she can tell me what's real and what's not.
Have you dealt with that too, with the kid aspect?
Yeah. I mean, five is a very normal age for them to start doing that. We just have like, I have to find ways with my older kids to be like, as long as you tell me the truth, as long as you're honest with me, we can deal with anything.
That's
like
what we have.
We just very much deal with that. But like, I even have a hard time in my marriage because I'll be like, you lied. And he'll be like, I said it was blue, not green. I mean, it'll be the smallest thing. And he's like, you've got to let that go. Like, and it can get hard. So I'm trying to be better about it because it's also not that black and white. To me, it's like a lie is a lie is a lie. You omitted this and you lied to me, you know? And so I have to bring myself back from that and
can
not get
so offended.
Can you guess
who has childhood trauma on the couch? Me and Kat. I'm like, well, we all do. It was blue and not green.
Exactly.
I mean, these days it's really everybody that has childhood trauma.
Exactly.
I mean, I think it's just because we're all talking about it finally.
But I also don't think I would want to be able to do what she can do.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or find leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve, moisture wicking pearl snap, or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style and are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
Guess what, Mango?
What's that, Will?
So iHeart is giving us a whole minute to promote our podcast, Part-Time Genius.
I know. That's why I spent my whole week composing a haiku for the occasion. It's about my emotional journey in podcasting over the last 7 years, and it's called Earthquake House.
Mango, I'm going to cut you off right there. Why don't we just tell people about our show instead?
Yeah, that's a better idea. So every week on Part-Time Genius, we feed our curiosity by answering the world's most important questions. Things like, when did America start dialing 911? Is William Shatner's best acting work in Esperanto? Also, what happened to Esperanto?
Plus, we cover questions like, how Chinese is your Chinese food? How do dollar stores stay in business? And of course, is there an Illuminati of cheese?
There absolutely is, and we are risking our lives by talking about it. But if you love mind-blowing facts, incredible history, and really bad jokes, make your brains happy and tune in to Part-Time Genius.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there error in what you do as well? Like when you, so for example, like my fiance is the most loving, I mean, sweet human being, but he's Scottish. He's a little bit more harsher on his expressions. He's more, like I know he loves me, but I think when maybe some people that might see something be like, oh, well, he's not
doesn't look very happy or something. And I'm like, he's
right.
Sure. So that piece, I'm like, well, you don't also know, you know, every X, Y, and Z. So I'm just curious, is there a piece of it where it's like, it's not all about just the facial, I guess.
No, okay. So how can I have a dirty mouth? Like how,
yeah,
I don't.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So, I can always tell the emotion. I can tell what somebody is feeling clear as day. I cannot tell what they are thinking. I can't tell the why. But the micro expressions, when you get to the level that I'm at, and my kids have been trained by me, so we never miss the micro expression.
And that's the nod.
Right. So like, this is the full facial expression of disgust.
So she's kind of right? Like it's clenching her teeth a little bit.
Right. And we do that when we're little. We're actually trained out of it. As grownups, and the micro expression that leaks, that, you know, we're trained out of these micro expressions by, or the macro expressions, the long, big facial expressions out from our parents. Cause it's not socially acceptable to be like, oh, you want me to go over to your house? Oh, right. That we can't go through life in a socially acceptable way, but the micro expressions precede the thought process and they leak all day long. So it's like, oh, you want me to do this deal with you? That twitch is always there. So I can see the exact moment and the exact feeling, sometimes even before the person feeling it has time to process their emotions. However, I don't know why. Like if I ask you to meet me for lunch next week and you show disgust, which I call the no face, that little twitch, I don't know if it's because you're busy. I don't know if it's because you don't like me. I don't know if it's because you have, like, you know, some visitors, or because you wanted to read my book before you continued working with me and you hadn't had a chance. I mean, there's all these scenarios. So when I speak frankly, I say it's as universal as a man with an erection.
Okay.
If you see a naked man with an erection, he is aroused. I don't know if he's thinking about me. But
that's,
I know
that's a different podcast altogether.
Right, that's a different podcast. But if he's standing there going like, I'm not aroused, you're going, well, yes, you are, because there's a change in blood flow and muscle movement in response to that arousal.
Will my Botox throw you off?
the level that I work with, because it's almost like I explain it like if you do a 500 piece puzzle and it's sailboats, and then you take out a bunch of the puzzle pieces, I can still see it's still boats. So that's sort of a simplified way of saying with every expression, there's a top piece and a bottom piece. And so, for example, a genuine smile, what happens has nothing to do with the mouth. If we're genuinely feeling joy, our cheeks pop up, and that makes this skin right here under our eyes bulge out, and we get these little smile bags. So if I'm masked, you can still see that regardless if you see my mouth or not.
I am so fascinated by you.
So could we do a little game before we talk about your book?
Sure.
Okay. Can we do two truths and a lie?
Sure. This is a little tricky because people get so joyful about lying and when it's a game situation. So it throws the
I'm not joyful, and I want you to go first.
Normally, Catherine, you show shame, but you're going to show like a little bit of delight. So, okay, let's try it.
Okay,
Jenna,
why don't you go first?
No.
You go first.
No.
Catherine?
Gat and I both think you should go first. Okay.
Okay. Okay, fine.
Okay, fine.
Let me get my questions. Okay, so two truths and a lie. Ready? And I would have another kid. I got wrongfully sued last year. Alan and I are already married.
So that was deadpan, but you showed mirth at that. We're already married.
What does mirth mean?
It just means like tricky business.
That should actually be the name of this podcast, Tricky Business.
So I don't know, because you said it so fast and then you were like,
if you're already married, I'm going to lose my mind.
I mean, so I do have an extra band on my hand that no one's asked about.
Can you say them again? Because I don't know which one's true.
Sure, I'll say them again. I would have another kid. I got wrongfully sued last year. Alan and I are already married.
Such an actress.
So the wrongfully sued last year, you showed a little disgust. So I'm guessing that you were wrongfully sued.
Catherine?
Well, I know you were wrongfully sued.
So say
true.
Yeah.
The That's other two, I'm questioning myself over here. Yeah, really. And I'm worried about the answer on both.
No, it's a fun, like, it is a fun game. The really interesting thing for me is that when people are in high stakes situation, because they'll often show shame. And so what I look for in somebody exhibiting signs of being a sociopath, for example, is whether or not they show shame when they're lying. And whether or not they show empathy when someone else gets hurt, we should pucker our chin. That's a crucial piece of empathy. So if you're telling me about something that's really hard, like if you go into detail about being wrongfully sued, I'm going to pucker my chin because that's not fair. I'm feeling your pain with you. And so if somebody doesn't ever show that, and you're supposed to be emotionally attached, so like if you're dating somebody and you're trying to figure out, okay, I know this guy's attracted to me, but does he actually care about my feelings? Mm-hmm. You're gonna, whenever you talk about something that's emotionally, physically, or financially difficult for you, he should be puckering and mirroring that chin. That's basically saying, I'm feeling this feeling with you.
And like, if you were to ask a partner, are you cheating on me? What would be their face of lie? I mean,
this is why we're best friends,
but
this is really in the ask. So I do get this question sometimes. Yeah, this is, so if he says no and nods, that's a problem. Anytime somebody says, like, again, we're talking about the US, Canada, Mexico, Western Europe. Like if you get over to Sri Lanka and India, there's different head movements. So that is a cultural thing. But in our culture, I grew up in the US too. This means yes and this means no. So he's like, absolutely.
Wait, say that again. Shaking your head no means no.
So okay. Like, I've never done that. And absolutely, I'll be there for you. That matches, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're saying I would never cheat on you, that's a problem.
Yeah, that made me feel weird when you did that, actually.
It feels icky, right? Always trust your gut. Even if you can't dissect it or you don't know the science behind it, there's a reason that our gut is telling us. And so what I'm trying to do is help women put the words, put the science on why their gut is telling them certain things.
So then what else with the head nod, with the cheating question?
So my son came to me and said to me, he's 18 and he was a few months ago and he said, or maybe it was last year. He said, I want to go out on Saturday night. Can I go out to this party? And I was like, maybe. And he goes, thanks. Because all my kids are trained. And I go, I said, maybe. And he goes, yeah, but when you say maybe and you nod, that's always, you always end up saying yes because you're thinking yes. And when you say maybe and you shake your head, that means you're going to say no. You always say no when you shake your head.
So have you outsmarted yourself raising these little minions?
It was a terrible idea.
I know. I'm kind of feeling it for you. I'm glad there's more of you in the world, but then I'm also like, ugh, kind of sucks to be the mom.
Well, kind of sucks when your kids can see you're attracted to somebody because your pupils dilate. That sucks. You're like, oh, you think he's hot. I'm like, oh no.
Awkward when it's like Mr. Smith, the math teacher.
Yeah.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or find leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve, moisture wicking pearl snap, or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style and are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And don't go gently, y'all. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started.
With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
Guess what, Mango?
What's that, Will?
So iHeart is giving us a whole minute to promote our podcast, Part-Time Genius.
I know. That's why I spent my whole week composing a haiku for the occasion. It's about my emotional journey in podcasting over the last 7 years, and it's called Earthquake House.
Mango, I'm going to cut you off right there. Why don't we just tell people about our show instead?
Yeah, that's a better idea. So every week on Part-Time Genius, we feed our curiosity by answering the world's most important questions. Things like, when did America start dialing 911? Is William Shatner's best acting work in Esperanto? Also, what happened to Esperanto?
Plus, we cover questions like, how Chinese is your Chinese food? How do dollar stores stay in business? And of course, is there an Illuminati of cheese?
There absolutely is, and we are risking our lives by talking about it. But if you love mind-blowing facts, incredible history, and really bad jokes, make your brains happy and tune in to Part-Time Genius.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So wait, have we figured out your lie yet? This is very
Next.
Important to me.
Okay.
No. I mean,
give one truth and one lie.
No. I want to know yours. I want to know yours.
I'm sorry. No.
When you got girlfriends, like, no, I'm not doing that.
Well, I just was thinking, I get a lot of comments on this podcast. They'll post a little bit of the video of this podcast sometimes in to tease the episode. And people write to me all the time. They're like, we wish we had a full video of your expressions because I feel like I'm not good at hiding it. And then I feel like sometimes I look at me, it looks like I'm not having any fun, but I'm so all in.
That's always me. My face always looks like I'm mad.
But well, okay, so that is that, like, when we furrow our brow, so even if you've got Botox and you, like, that actually impedes these muscles from furrowing. These are our thinking muscles, our concentrating muscles, and we, like, tend to bring this all down, and it's almost like it kickstarts the process of thinking, of, like, problem solving. And there's a piece of problem solving both in problem solving and in anger. But people mistakenly think this sort of stern look is necessarily anger. And it's only anger if the mouth is tight.
That's what I feel like I am on here. It's usually when I'm listening and I'm really thinking about what you're saying, I look miserable. But I'm truly thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I look like I have resting bee face.
And Jana's like, why are you looking at me like that?
I was like, are we good?
Is everything okay? This doesn't look friendly because our brains process it as part of anger. And that's correct. It is a part of anger. But anger is always going to have, like, whether the mouth is shut or open, it clenches everything. Mm-hmm. That's when it clenches our shoulders, our intestines, like clenches our fists so that we are preparing to fight.
I think there's a good piece of what you just said too about it's, yes, the expression, like if you were to ask someone, okay, have you cheated or did you cheat on me? Your gut is also asking that question too. Right. So I think there's such a good piece with that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like even having that conversation, even asking, that's a huge, like you said, huge problem. So I think that's the first thing of going, okay, if you're asking that,
right,
your gut is telling you something, that's probably not good.
Probably not a good sign if you have to ask.
I would totally agree. And so I'm always looking at whether or not the facial expressions match the words. So somebody who says, I'm really happy for you, that's a problem. Showing disgust and contempt, that's a problem. You know, I got that great promotion, or I just had a baby. You know, people should be like, you know, yay, congratulations. They should be lifting up their cheeks. That's joy. Their body language and everything should be aligned. If something feels off, it's because it's your primitive brain processing that something's wrong. Those are your survival skills kicking in.
We have a girls' night coming up, and I think it's going to be funny that there's three of us pseudo trained in this. But also, you're a great actress, as we saw at my 40th birthday party. So
when I'm being funny, not when I'm being serious.
One truth, one lie, go.
One truth, one lie?
Yep.
I probably have the most Botox of anyone on this couch. So this is the ultimate test, Annie.
Okay.
I've ridden a camel.
Yep.
I've been strapped to a semi going 55 miles an hour.
I kind of got to say the truth is the 55 miles an hour. And like, oh my God, that's because that's so crazy.
I cannot tell. I literally can't tell.
Is this when I give a shout out to my injector? Or because I put, or is it that I put myself in two places in my brain?
I don't know. I mean, I can't tell.
I have never ridden a camel.
I was about to say, you were strapped
to a...
On the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My husband had to help me with this, which makes me a little nervous, actually, because I've always sucked notoriously at two truths and a lie, even in school and everything, because I don't know why. There's something like weird in my brain that happens that... Anyways.
It's a weird game. And what I usually get, people will do this to me at cocktail parties or at conferences, and they'll be like, okay, I'm going to lie to you. And they show goofy delight, which is what we call that facial expression of like of trickery. Like I'm going to get you. But now it's a game, and that's what's usually off. What was kind of interesting in you saying both of those things is you just kind of deadpanned the straight up like just said them both straight out without much emotion. But then when you said I've never ridden a camel, you tucked your you tucked one corner of your lips into the cheek. And that's what we call a knowing smile. So that's like, I know about this.
Okay. So you have a book out that's called Diary of a Human Lie Detector, Facial Expressions in Love, Lust, and Lies. What is the biggest takeaway that will help people that read this book? And then what your biggest, like, what was your favorite chapter in it? So we can promote the book.
So the biggest takeaway is that these are things that we kind of sort of already know. The pieces that I'm teaching for a lot of us women, when I hit my audience right, people are reading the pieces about my life, and then I'm dissecting them and teaching the facial expressions using my life's stories. Mm-hmm. And when I'm hitting my audience right, they're looking at these, they're reading this, they're going, yes. That's true. And I know this facial expression. And I know Barack Obama always makes the facial expression of suppression.
I would love to see you in politics.
Right? Yeah, there's that would be a whole other podcast. But there's certain
part facial two and three that, coming.
Right? Yeah. That certain people make. And when I break it down and I show it, or that Mona Lisa smile of kind of like, yeah, that half one lopsided smile. You're like, I know about that. That sort of secret. I know something you don't know. Or the dilation of the pupil, which is so useful in love and dating to see if somebody's really feeling aroused in the moment. Their pupils swell during the conversation. And then you're like, oh my God, I have this person in the palm of my hands. They're really interested. They want me right now. Those pieces are so juicy and so interesting. And I think for a lot of women, I'm putting words on things that they intuitively have always known, because I'm describing the universal language of our species, which is biologically hardwired into us. And I think they're men. I mean, I have male friends that I work with that I really enjoy intellectually, and they've said, I can't get through 10 pages. Like, there's too many feelings.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm so excited.
I'm really excited. I'm just going to leave it on the nightstand. I think it speaks for itself.
I like pieces about love and lust. That's my favorite. Those pieces, I think I will endlessly be interested in knowing if someone that I have strong feelings for me is one, attracted to me, and two, emotionally attached to me. Mm-hmm. Does he want me and does he love me? I think are such universal questions.
Yes. And that's an add to cart for everyone. So thank you, Annie, so much for coming on the show. You. Would love to have you back on. You're so sweet. Thank you.
Nice to meet
y'all.
Bye, nice girl.
Bye. Kat, we didn't get to you, but
we're also.
Can we guess your truth and lie? I just want to. Yeah,
when
we have
you
to
tell
wrap,
me
I wanna,
you're a lie, no. I need to know if you're having another baby or you're married. This is so important.
I can guess.
What?
You say what you think.
The lie?
Yeah, what do you think?
She's
the lie?
Married. You and I are both walking out.
Truth. I know. But
are
also,
you married?
Are you really thinking about having another baby?
I mean, I think they're both lies on asking me.
I'm hoping. No.
But one.
I'm not hoping. I'm just kidding. I love babies.
Right? We're down to the final truth.
Dun, dun, dun. Well, the truth is I would have another kid.
Okay.
I'm not going to.
But you would.
But I would.
Okay.
And this is just a push present with the three birthstones of the kids.
I know. I was like, I don't remember your pupils when you told me about the band when I asked.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So mine are stupid. No. But, okay. Are you ready?
Yep. Two truths, a lie. We're going to be the lie detector test.
I peed on myself in Walmart. Ready?
It gets better. I'm gonna pee on myself and wind down.
My daughter can't take this right now.
Yeah. I might have just peed on the wind down.
I peed on myself in the car rider line.
Who knew you were the number one girl?
Okay, so we pooped on myself. Work. This is why I said no.
You pooped on yourself where?
At work.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to say...
Told y'all it was embarrassing.
I'm going to say, the lie is that she peed on herself in Walmart. I don't think you go to Walmart.
But I do think you poop your pants.
I think we've all sharted before.
I didn't see this coming. I don't even know where I've been peeing and pooping. I lost track.
By the way, I love Walmart. I just want to put that out there. So.
I just thought that would be a fun
one. I've just never heard you go to Walmart. So that's where. Okay. That's the lie is.
Okay. You peed in Walmart, yourself in Walmart. You peed yourself where?
Car rider line.
Pooped yourself at work.
I say car rider line.
Definitely did not pee myself at Walmart.
Yeah.
Good job. You know my poop story though anyway, so.
Sure do.
Does everybody need to know? Because I think it's kind of fun.
And we're wrapping. Bye guys.
Bye.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.